The Tech Rundown with Annalisa. Covering stories from the future in the DMV. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Tech Rundown podcast and the DMV Tech Hub newsletter. I'm your host, Annalisa Gale, a five-time Emmy Award-winning journalist based in the nation's capital, covering all things stories from the future, keeping you up to date with what you need to know to stay ahead. Let's get into today's episode. Today, I'm sitting down with Representative Suha Subramaniam to talk a little bit about his plan as he tries to address a growing issue for many data centers, as he really tries to zone in on what can be done to regulate them. And we know he is the representative for the area with the fourth largest concentration of data centers in the world. So his take is one that we value. Let's get into today's episode. Love to talk to you today about this because I've been tracking this for the last 6 years with data centers, technology, AI, and it's just booming here in the DMV. So I like this plan you came up with because I do think people are looking for solutions. They're looking for a plan. So tell me a little bit about the bullet points. What do people need to know about what you're trying to do?
Hey, absolutely. Well, this is based on the frustrations I've heard from the community, as well as what I've heard from the tech industry, which is that we need to build a lot more data centers in order to power cloud and AI, which are products that are being used every day by virtually everyone. And so at this point, we're at a crossroads here. We can either do this the right way or we can do this the wrong way. And 70% of Americans don't want a data center in their community because they're seeing it being done the wrong way. They're seeing data centers being built next to homes and communities on the backs of their utility bills and raising their costs. They're seeing power lines go through communities that didn't even want data centers, but their neighboring community did. And there's no communication with the neighbors. There's no communication with the families. And then we're also seeing abroad, data centers are a target for security issues. I mean, we're talking about data centers being bombed and attacked in Ukraine and in the Middle East. So there's a lot going on here. And so this plan is basically, let's site them in a way that makes sense, that puts communities first, and that also ensures that when we do roll out data centers, we do it in the right way. And then let's make sure data centers maybe their partners are paying for their own power, not paying for data centers' power on the backs of our utility bills. And then third, let's make sure that we're measuring accurately the impact of data centers in terms of power and water on communities. And finally, we need to make sure that the communities around data centers are secure now that they are a target in wars. So it's a common sense. We're not saying total moratorium across the country. We're not saying, let them do whatever they want and let's make this only a local decision. We're saying that there is a role to play in the federal government. And that means working hand in hand with industry the way we did when we rolled out power infrastructure or internet infrastructure too. This is that kind of project. So we need that kind of leadership in Congress.
And, there's so much to touch on. I know you have a limited time, so I'll try to fire off these questions as quickly as possible. First, let's talk about the energy. If my husband talks about this energy bill one more time, he is frustrated with the energy bill. So tell me a little bit about the frustration that you're hearing from Virginians and how we may address the concerns about the energy bills that may be associated with the data centers, because I feel like there's more research that needs to be done about the reasons, but some are linking it to data centers.
Gosh, well, first and foremost, we are building data centers in places that don't even have the power to power them. And the idea is, okay, we're going to come back and build power lines through those communities to power the data centers. Well, people are upset, one, because of the power lines themselves. They are going through communities. They're affecting people's noise in their community. And they're also infecting our environment and even historic battlefields like Bull Run and Manassas battlefields, for instance. And so that in and of itself is upsetting. But then you add on top of it, that's going to double people's energy bills over the next 5 years. That is a double whammy now. Not only do you not want these power lines going through your community, but then you have to pay for them. So that when it comes to power, we want a common sense approach. I also think that the federal government should be involved in at least guiding the industry and communities on how much power these data centers are actually using and how it's going to affect a community's grid. Because we're not seeing, in my community in Ashburn, more more blackouts, for instance, during peak load hours. We're seeing that when data centers don't have the power they need, they use diesel generators, and that causes a lot of pollution. And if we had every data center in Ashburn using diesel generators at the same time, it would be a disaster. And so now we're at the point where people are seeing the actual impact on their energy bills and on their communities. And that's why they want change and they want leadership.
So how do we address the issue directly with the energy suppliers, like Dominion Energy? What are we doing in that case?
Well, at the state level, there needs to be clearer policy on who's paying for the power. That has been an issue with Dominion for many years now. When I was in the General Assembly in Virginia, you know, we introduced lots of legislation to try to make the large load users like data centers put tariffs on them to make them pay for their share of the power grid that's being built. And Dominion itself, I mean, they make money off of building things. And so they have an incentive to build lots and lots of power lines, right? And that also gets tacked on to our energy bill. And so there's a state level conversation, which is why I have included state level lawmakers in a lot of this policymaking process. There's also local level policymaking, zoning, rights of way, and approving data centers and communities. You know, are we putting the community first, or are we doing this based on short-term profit? We have to take that in mind. And a lot of communities don't actually understand the impact or how it's going to impact the grid or their water or their environment, right? And so we need to make that very clear to communities and not just have them take the industry's word for it.
Of all the things that you want to accomplish with this plan, what is the most important to you?
To me, I want to see a scenario where we are able to protect communities. That means making sure we don't continue to skyrocket utility bills, making sure that people understand the environmental consequences of data centers on their own health, making sure that there's total transparency and their impact on communities. And I would like to see us understand that when it comes to rolling out data centers, the tech industry puts data centers in a place literally where it makes sense and where they're not going to hurt communities the way they have been, where communities are not going to be disenfranchised and feel powerless because of the short-term profit motivation. I want my kids and grandkids to live in an America where they feel like they can say no to data centers, or where data centers are going in places where it makes sense. Because if that happens, then everyone wins, right? Then the tech industry can get their data centers built in a way that makes sense. And our communities are not seeing the 250th, the 300th data center being put down without any sort of intervention, without any sort of transparency about the impact on our community.
So few other things without, you know, the politics of it all, without getting too political. Do you think we'll ever get to a bipartisan conclusion when it comes to data centers? The president is an advocate of data centers, but obviously lots of community members are against it, although he thinks that that is not the direction they should be heading in. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the president calls data centers a golden goose. I think of them more as a Trojan horse. We have to understand the impact. We can get to a place where we build the data centers we need to power AI and cloud and continue to be a leader in technology in the world, while also taking communities' concerns in mind and putting them in places where it makes sense. We can do that as a country. We've done it before. We've taken on challenges like this before. But right now, the way it's being handled is one county will decide they want data centers, and then the counties surrounding them will be impacted. And then there'll be communities rising up within that county that fight back. We are right now approaching data centers in such a disjointed way, an ad hoc way, that is not sustainable long term. What's going to happen if the data center industry continues and our policymaking continues on this route is that pretty much every community will say no to data centers. You will have, in effect, a pseudo moratorium on data centers, or you'll have them built in places where people are angry and don't want them. and there'll be a lot of backlash. We're already seeing it, right? What I want is common sense. What I want is a holistic plan. We have a nation of 50 states, and right now we've put the majority of them in one or two states, including in my district, which has more than any other district in the country. So why not approach this in a much more common sense, holistic way?
Yeah, hopefully we can see some common ground on data centers at some point soon. Also, speaking of, you know, just controversy with data centers, because I feel like it's endless right now, but also AI. Yesterday, we saw an interview with Anderson Cooper and one of the former Anthropic employees, researchers, talking a little bit about why he believed AI could kill us one day. To quote him there, what do you think about what he shared in that commentary?
AI has the ability right now to do a lot of damage to our country, our economy, even our world. And we should be promoting and pushing and prioritizing AI safety. We should have been doing this entire Congress, and it hasn't been done. I've introduced legislation, bipartisan legislation, which isn't perfect, but it actually assesses new frontier AI models for their safety, making sure that we test them, making sure that they are not dangerous before they are deployed. Right now, everything is voluntary when it comes to AI, and these companies are making a lot of money, and they have a motivation to put out products before their competitors do. And so I don't think they're trying to unleash a disaster on our country. But what I do think is they feel the same pressure as their competitors to put out the best product they can in the timeline they have to. And that means safety is not the priority. So we have to step in, and we can work with industry on this, but we have to actually have some sort of guardrail in place to make sure that before we put out AI models that can do a lot of damage, that they are tested, that they are contained, and that we have some form of, at the very least, a kill switch of some sort in case they are in a place to create a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we have more bots and AI bots coming out by the day. Muse, Meta releasing that this week. That was a big one. This is an interesting question for you. I just thought about this one on the fly. Do you think lawmakers should be required to take a test, testing their knowledge of artificial intelligence and how much they know about data centers and AI?
We all have our different realms of expertise and our different backgrounds. So I it's totally understandable to me that not every lawmaker understands AI. I will say that it has improved over the past 5 years, that people are starting to understand it better. In fact, when I was sworn into Congress and we did our orientation, we had a whole session just on what AI is and what the impact could be. And so I think members of Congress understand what's happening and what's at stake and are trying to become more knowledgeable about it. Moving forward, I see this as a space, though, where we're not doing enough. And part of the reason is because people are scared to do the wrong thing, or they're seeing a lot of conflicting information and they don't know what to believe. And so my background in tech, I feel puts me in a position where I can try to push something forward that will be beneficial and will prevent a lot of harm.
All right. Final question, a timeline for hopefully your proposals making it through. When are you hoping to see some action on this?
We needed to have some form of a data center national plan many years ago.
And so yesterday.
This needed to happen yesterday. It's happening now. But I'm going to be pushing this. I'm going to make it a priority, certainly in the next Congress. In the meantime, we've already had one bill that's moving through committee. We hope to, between the four bills I've introduced, that we can at least get a couple of them passed before the end of the year. And the next year, certainly I'm going to talk to leadership, whoever's in charge, to see if we can move all of it and finally get some guardrails around the data center development that's happening around the country.
All right. Thanks so much for watching today's episode. If you like what you saw here, be sure to subscribe and keep up with my newsletter. Keep up with me on YouTube and everywhere where you can find me. For now, you can find out the latest on my Substack, the DMV Tech Hub newsletter. I'll see you until next time. Every Friday at 4 p.m., a new episode will be released. Take care.
The Tech Rundown with AnnaLisa, covering stories from the future in the DMV.